Welcome to episode number 2 of the America Fish Yeah Podcast. Anyway, one of my friends that I've met through TikTok is going to be joining us this evening. And this is Doug going to be joining us. And we're just going to have a good old time. Tell y'all how we became friends, and then we're going to go from there. And I don't know what we're going to talk about, but it should be fun. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hope y'all like what you hear. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, and to the America Fish Yeah Podcast. And without further ado, let me introduce you to the man who knows the most about food other than myself, my good old buddy, Doug. How you doing, Doug?
Doing good. I don't know about knowing the most about food, but I know a good chunk.
No, you know a whole lot more than I do. I mean, I think I like to think I know a lot about food, but you, my friend, make food look amazing.
I appreciate that. I know you love your chicken Alfredo.
Oh, my God, yes. I could eat tons of that stuff. So we'll kick this off here, and we'll kind of tell y'all how Doug and I kind of got to know each other through Snapchat and TikTok, and I guess Facebook, too. The big three, huh?
Yeah. Well, we first met, it'd be TikTok.
Yeah.
I want to say it was you. I was following you. You were one of the first people I started following.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
you were with the first, chunk of people.
Yeah.
Once I figured out the what's like following, because obviously everybody does, probably, I don't know if you did it when you first got on TikTok or whatever.
Yeah, but I know what I was doing on TikTok when I first got on there.
With following people, I kind of was like, okay, I'm just following everybody, blah, 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 blah. Well, yeah, I learned real quick. Yeah, that's not the way you really want to do it, but I think you reached out to me, sent me a message through TikTok, wanting to know if I wanted to join this one group that you guys had going with Mike and
The name shall not be mentioned.
I can't. In all honesty, that group changed its name on Snapchat.
Yeah.
With the Snapchat group chat. So many times, I couldn't even tell you what the first one is. But,
yeah.
Like, we went through a lot of people in that group as far as, like, in and out with that. Like, we started off good and then found some people showed their true colors and, like, how they were. I won't say their names. I'm not going to blast any bad towards anybody.
Yeah.
And everything like that. But, yeah, I think it was, you would ask me the question, I said, yeah, and I think shortly, like, within a few days after that, that's when Mike sent me a message.
Yeah.
Tiny. And I started following him at that point because of that. Like, we just, I think, we met, original group.
Yeah. And then we all stumbled upon the rap master himself, Big Pat.
Right, yeah. I think Pat somehow got added to that first group. Anything with the Chappies, I want to say.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I miss a lot. I cannot, like, people make fun of the fact that I'm on TikTok, everything like that. And all honestly, when I got that app, when I got on the TikTok actual app.
Yeah.
At least the first 3 months I was on it, I didn't do any videos. I was just following people. And, like, all of a sudden people were kind of following back without doing videos. I'm like, okay, this is kind of weird. You don't know what I kind of literally just downloaded the app because I kept seeing ads for it through Facebook.
Yeah.
And other people, like, putting videos on Facebook of, like, how people were doing, like, funny skits and everything like that. And I was like, okay, it's kind of cool. At least it's something to watch. As all honesty, I got the app for something to watch while in the bathroom.
and then next thing you know, you met some crazy guys and you met some crazy awesome friends. and now you're on a podcast with one of them.
Yeah, I mean, it went from just watching videos. It went from just watching videos to I did one video and I did probably recorded like five of them, and I posted all of them all at once. Did not know that you could save them to your draft.
Yeah,
and everything like that. How to do everything on that app. I like those transitions, the editing. Like, I have so many ideas to do on videos.
Yeah.
And everything like that. I just don't know how to do it. And, like, especially when I do everything on TikTok through my phone.
Yeah. Like, well, here's what I tell people on TikTok. Don't worry about views. Don't worry about follows. Just be you. Just like, yeah, like, and that's why I like you so much, man. Because like, even on like the Snapchat stuff, I could be at work having a heck of a day, and then like the first group would just start talking about random stuff, and then all of a sudden you would post some amazing looking food, and I'm just like, food porn. Yes, thank you, Doug. Now I know what I want to eat for dinner.
Food porn. Food. Got to where everybody was expecting, like, okay, when am I posting my next, food porn?
It was so good. It looked there so good. Yeah.
At that time, you guys caught it at the right time when I was working at the location of Rosati's.
I was over here thinking about that one thing of chicken Alfredo that you posted that was like, 5 pounds of it. I'm just, or 50 pounds of it. I'm just, oh, it looks so good, y'all. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that I just have hearing over that. You commenting on the right thing when I posted all those photos. Yeah. I think I had like $400 catering order that I had to do.
What? Oh, speaking of TikTok, what's your TikTok name again? I always forget yours.
It's Big Country _ 20.
All right, guys, you heard it here. If you're not following Big Country _ 2523, go follow him now, because this guy's freaking awesome. Because he might not hear.
Like you said, you tell people, don't worry about views, how many follow. If I cared about that, I'd be very upset right now with my account. Like, I think I follow just shy of.
Yeah.
And I think I only have like 20. I'm over 2,000. But I want to say right around 2,500 on followers.
And see, like, the only reason that I left TikTok and Snapchat for right now, it's just. I was spending way too much time on the app, like way too much time. And
yeah,
like, so
all I mean, well, the last group that me, you, Pat were in with in that group, I barely checked those. Mike left group, everything like that, which I knew why, I understood why Mike left, and I understand why you left too. Everybody needs to take a break. Yeah. Like there was times like, yeah, I took, wasn't talking on the, in the group or saying anything. I was, that was my break. I wasn't post like, I think I even turned off all notifications for it. And every now and then I'd check it, but I wouldn't say anything. And then like why Mike left, and I'm not going to air this out or anything like that. I kind of agree. It was, that was kind of the last, like, it was going too far on that and everything like that. And there's nothing against those guys.
Yeah.
I still talk to
them.
I mean,
there was no need for them to go down that road. But I mean.
Right. I mean, and I still talk to all those guys.
Yeah.
Everything like that. I'm still, Troy left the group.
Oh, wow.
And me and him, he said he got rid of a lot of things on Snapchat, because he was, like you said, spending way too much time with that app.
Yeah.
And everything like that. It was kind of, without airing everything, or like basically, hey, you're spending too much time. You're more on that than anything else. And he made a change. Like, he still gets
See.
he'll send me snaps of like his cooking and everything like that. And I think out of everybody in that group, I think Troy's the closest one to me
Yeah.
on that one.
We'll see for me when I
Walter's
first.
in Indiana, but which I'm surprised me and him haven't actually met yet, being that we're both in Indiana.
Yeah.
But I know if
We'll
I go
see.
out towards him, I'm just going to want to go to South Bend because he lives pretty close to my favorite and everything, and that's Notre Dame.
Well, see, like when I first downloaded TikTok, my first account, I think I had like maybe 5,000 followers, if that. And the only reason I got that is because like when I first downloaded the app, I didn't know what I was doing, and I just wanted to go live. I mean, like, because I saw everyone else going live, and I was like, I want to go live. So basically, all I did is every time I opened the app, I just hit follow on every single person on the For You page. And
Right, that's when
then
I first got that. I was doing the same, and then it kind of like I was like,
yeah.
these people aren't following back, everything like that. And that's
Yeah.
why I don't follow, I do follow big creators, don't like
Yeah.
the ones
I
that
did
have the
too,
blue
yeah.
check mark, things like that. But I do agree, like, if it wasn't for a small creators, and like I consider myself a very small creator, you wouldn't have the app.
Right. And
Anything
then
like that. So,
well then
and
once I had that account for like a year and I realized that like none of my videos were getting comments, none of my videos were getting anything, and I was like, what is going on? And I realized after a year that every single one of my videos, I was turning comments off by accident, thinking I was turning them on.
When I was first doing videos, I hold that, you go to that next screen to put your
Yeah.
like description, everything like in that on. I didn't have it like my comments, and I think the duets I had turned off, not knowing because you had to turn them on. I
Yeah.
didn't know that you had to do that for a while, and it's like I had some, one person said they were going to do. That's how I found out, because I finally had started switching. I was like, well, I wonder if you switch this over, if that turns it on.
Yeah. So
It was like that,
once I
and
figured
I
out.
started with the comments. I started with the comments one, and I had someone comment they were going to duet my video, and they said duets were turned off, and I was like, well, I don't know how to change that. And I think that
Yeah.
person even walked me through it. So you just go back to where that video on your profile page, and you should be able to edit it
Yeah.
from there. I was like, well, even after it's already been posted for a while, everything like that, they said, yeah, you can edit anything like as far as that. Can't edit the video after you post it,
Yeah.
but anything like as far as like with the description, taking any of the hashtags and all that kind of stuff, putting that stuff in, you could change all that after you've already posted it and it's been up. And once I was like, okay, cool. Ever since then, I made sure all that stuff's turned on. Like, I think Mike's mad at me in my last video. He said we're gonna fight.
He told me about that. He
I didn't know
talked.
if you heard about that, because I know you're not on the app right now, so I know you didn't see that video.
Yeah,
But
I
it was
talked to
the
him on
very
the phone
first video
today, and
that I
I was
did. It was
laughing.
very first video that I've done. We're doing a stitch of another video.
Yeah. Oh, I was
I've never
like.
done a stitch video, which, like, I had a couple different things I was gonna say,
Yeah.
but I figured I was kind of hoping where I went was saying like The Office is the stupidest show, the dumbest show ever, everything like that.
Yeah.
I was kind of hoping I would get a little bit more like reaction on it.
Yeah.
I was kind of hoping maybe it would, pick up maybe before, because I went back and looked at what average views on my videos I get
Yeah.
and everything like that. I think I've only had one video that got like that, in a way I could say went viral, as
Yeah.
far as getting like more than 10,000 likes or views. I mean, not likes, but views. And that was, I did the one where it was doing Indiana check.
Yeah.
for the state. I think I was walking back from the dollar store next to Rosati's, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna stop here. I'm gonna use that sound because I think a video came across my For You page of that. So I was like, all right, I'm gonna use that sound, and I think I just recorded. End up having the Little Debbie truck, delivery truck in it, and I scanned where you could see the lake across the street where the lake was at, and then part of my work. I think that was like the only video that got over. I would have probably almost say over 1,000 views.
Well, see,
my videos average around like 250 as far as views. And
but well, see, like my first account that I had was like that. My first account that I had like very, very low views and didn't get much traction out of it. I wasn't worried about it. So then once I realized that I screwed up by turning everything off, I said, instead of going back and trying to turn everything on, I said, I'll just start a brand new account and I'll delete the other one. So I deleted my first account, started a second one, and then after like 30 days, I just renamed it what it was the first time. And when I first started my second account, I was like, what you're talking about? Not really getting much traction. I had like maybe one or two videos hit 2,000 views or something like that. Not a whole lot of them took off. And then I didn't have a whole lot of followers until 2019. That's when I did the video calling out Kevin Hart and The Rock. And
I remember that video. That was actually, I want to say it was right.
It was around Christmas.
I want to say like late 2018.
Yeah.
2019. I know I had definitely 2019.
Yeah. I mean, it was so the end of 2019.
I probably started following your second account because I know you had a lot of followers when I first started following.
Yeah. Like I said, I probably had maybe 8 to 10,000, if that, you know, just by because I had like a few videos get like a couple thousand views or whatever, and then I did it as a joke, like it was a teetotal joke. I was like, I'm gonna call out Kevin Hart and The Rock. They can come to the gas station where I work, shake my hand, you know, I love your videos, I'll buy you a pizza. I did that as a joke, and within about 2 hours of posting that video, it had already gotten like 212,000 views. And then, no, that was by the time I got home. By the time I ended my shift, it was at 212,000 views. And I had gained like 5,000 followers. And then within one week, I had gotten up to like 20,000 followers. And that video had gotten 1.6 million views. People were sharing it on Facebook. I didn't even know that. And then it took me, I kind of steadied off right there. And then I had a couple other videos like hit 50,000 views. And I gained like 3,000 to 5,000 followers there. So I plateaued at 33,900. At the very end, that I couldn't get any more than that. I just, no matter what I did, I just wasn't getting any traction or anything. And then, when Christina broke up with me, I sent a video to a friend of mine of me shooting a watch that she gave me.
Right. I remember that.
And then, I deleted it off my TikTok because like they flagged it like I knew they would. I just deleted it, and I guess when Christina saw it, she went and flagged my account and got it banned. So I had to start over again. And so I tried for about a month just to see if I could start getting some traction again. And because she flagged my account, like once you get an account banned, it tracks your phone, your OEMI number or whatever it is on your phone. So they regulate what you post on a new account when you create it. So,
ooh, I never knew that.
Yeah, so like if you ever get your account banned, it's and you're using your phone, they're tying your new account to your phone because that's how it works. I don't know how they do it, but I noticed something was up because like I would post a video and it would go hours without getting any views, and then all of a sudden I start getting views and I'd get 100 views and that was it, and then I'd post another video and it would go hours without any views, and all of a sudden I get 200 views and that was it. I think they regulate what you can and can't do once you get banned. So I was like, I'm not gonna fool with this now. I'm not gonna sit here and make some like really fun content that I like and it's just not gonna get out. So I was like, I'll just delete it for now and I'll go Friday when I get paid and I'll get a new iPhone. So hopefully if I get a new iPhone, I might start a new account just to see if I can start getting traction again and whatnot.
How about, I don't know, do you have like a tablet?
I do.
Or iPad, since you said iPhone?
Yeah, I mean, I got a tablet, but I mean, it's big and bulky and it's not worth it. I'm actually going to drop it off my account here in a few months when I pay it off because I don't ever use it. Never.
Yeah, I've never been big with Apple. I think I owned one Apple iPhone ever since having phones and everything. That was the iPhone 4S.
Yeah.
And I think reason I got that phone was I switched providers.
Yeah.
Because I went from, at that time, I think I had a prepaid phone, basically, paid by mom. Yeah. And I think I got an account with Verizon. My buddy talked me into going with Verizon and everything like that. And that was the phone I got for free.
Yeah, I mean, I've had Android. You know, like when Apple first came, or when iPhones first came out, I was like, iPhones are stupid, man. I was like, those are the most ridiculous thing ever. And like, I trash talked the crap out of iPhones for the longest time. And then I got tired of buying a new phone every year because every Android that I had would last a year. And then it would start glitching. It would start, or it would break, or it would just, it would start breaking down, so to speak, I guess. And so I got the iPhone 5S and I was like, hey, this is different. It took me a month or two to get used to it. But for me personally, the reason I like Apple over Android is just the simplicity.
Right. I don't care. There's people that actually will not talk to you or whatever just because you don't.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're going to judge me just because I have an Android? You got an Apple?
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't care who has what phone.
Much of a difference between the two phones.
Like, well, there's, I don't know about the new Androids. I haven't messed with the new Android lately. But the thing I like about the iPhones is how easy it is to open and close apps and get to one thing to the next. Because I remember for a while there when I had my Android, I would like go open an app and I had to hit the back button like 3 or 4 times to get out of the app. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I got that with my phone now, but my phone, I need a new one.
Yeah. Like
this phone's probably almost 2 years.
Yeah.
Well, year and a half. And it was already, like, because, again, I use, I'm not like on a major carrier.
Yeah.
I use Metro PCS.
Yeah.
Which they're powered by T-Mobile. But the only problem with like going with like Metro is, or Boost or any of the like pay as you go places, you got to buy the phones outright.
Yeah.
To where like if you got T-Mobile or Verizon or Sprint, you can like basically finance that phone.
Yeah.
Like pay a little bit more each month on your phone bill and you're paying towards the phone.
Yeah, I mean there's pros and cons to both Android and Apple. I don't know if Android does it or not, but with Apple, when I go buy a new phone on Friday, all they got to do is hold the new phone up and hold the camera of my old phone over the screen of the new one, and it reads it, and then all of my stuff downloads from my old phone to my new phone without me having to do a thing.
Okay.
All the
same thing. Like, not like that per se.
Yeah.
Like, we're saying if Friday I go get a new phone.
Yeah.
Which is not going to happen, but just say. So transfer, as long as I got like all my pictures that I have on my phone or anything I got like saved wise, all my contacts, yeah. All that. If I have it saved on the cloud.
Oh, yeah.
The Google Cloud. When I get the new phone, all I got to do is log into Gmail Google account.
I got you.
Everything will get transferred and downloaded onto that phone.
I got you. Okay, so I mean,
anything I got like any passwords and login stuff, and you know, like if you go onto a new site or whatever.
Yeah.
Say I were to. I guess now there's this new app that's supposed to be like TikTok. It's in its beta phase right now of it. It's called High Note. No. High Notes. This just came out.
What? I've never ever heard of that one.
I guess it's that. That's how new it is. I don't know. If you know this TikToker, I'm pretty sure it's pretty big. They call me Toby.
Yeah.
And his wife Angel.
Uh huh.
Well, Toby did a video just the other day and he was talking about High Notes. That it is like beta phase. So there's going to be like glitches and problems. But Toby, they need like the creators to make videos so they can work out the problem.
I was going to say, Toby's that guy that got pissed off at TikTok because he got so big and so popular, and then somebody like got him banned or something like that, and he said, F TikTok, I'm never coming back, didn't he?
But he's still there. Yeah. Oh
yeah.
He did put attention on that with that one. Like I could see him, like I follow him just because he did like skits and that.
Yeah.
Like he was like he made like mini movies, like skits that you would and release either once a week or a couple times a week, and like everything like that. So I followed him for his skit stuff.
Yeah, well, see, like
for just him as a person, I followed him strictly for his skit stuff, and then I kind of stopped like, attention and doing anything to him. You get in that, like you go into his live, he's got hundreds upon hundreds. Like I think the one time I went to one of his lives, he had like almost 3. I was like, how do you like, he's not going to see any of my comments coming through there. 300 fucking people sending comments like that. He's never going to see any comments or and that's the biggest problem with some of the bigger creators than that, is they get, when they get big, they forget how they got there and who got them there, and they stop interacting with their.
Well, see, the one thing that kind of irks me about TikTok is whenever I start following somebody, it's because they're a real person. I mean, there's one or two like verified accounts, and I was like, oh, that's cool, I'll follow them. They got some good content. Not all of it was good, but I was like, okay, some of that's pretty good. But what really irks me now is all the celebrities that have already made the name for themselves and are freaking out there making millions trying to come to TikTok to take over. I'm like, no, let us have something.
Right, right. And it really, and like, okay, like The Rock.
Yeah.
I started following him. Like, I, yeah. Well, there was other accounts that said it was him, like putting videos and stuff like that with him.
Yeah.
That wasn't actually him.
Yeah.
And then I think I actually followed like the Dwayne Johnson, The Rock Dwayne Johnson, the one that he had blue check mark with.
Yeah.
I barely saw any videos, and then all of a sudden I start seeing videos up from his page and everything like that where he's duetting somebody. But you could tell it's already a pre-recorded thing. Like, it was duetting some video that was almost kind of serious, and it got The Rock just kind of just sitting there like he's having a good time laughing, and like he's reading and laughing something.
Well, the thing is most of these big stars like that that have good publicists, they literally like, hey, you got to do a video, and then they'll record a video, and they might edit that video 8 different ways, and they'll be like, okay, we're gonna duet this guy's video or whatever. But like, you can tell that most of these celebrities that are coming to TikTok have no idea what TikTok is.
Yeah,
they'll be like, all right, guys,
they're noticing what it is now, because now it's starting, you know, TikTok now starting to go with commercials and it's like that, like. Yeah, and I think that's almost kind of it's kind of going to be the downfall if this app's already not going down, which I enjoy the app. I do.
Yeah.
And my buddies will kind of make comments to me every time I go to TikTok and with me being on there.
Yeah.
But, and what I tell him, all honesty, TikTok has actually been good for me.
Yeah,
because it's getting, and even like this, if say me 5-10 years ago, you wouldn't catch me doing this right now, what we're doing on this.
I know, podcast. This is pretty cool, right?
Like, you wouldn't get me talking to where other people are going to hear me. Like, I don't, like, I've always been a very shy person because I am confidence not very high, because I've always been a very big guy.
Yeah.
I've always been bullied, been made fun of, and everything like that. And so very self-conscious, everything like that. Never, you know, like with my fiance Julie.
Yeah.
She's, all honesty, probably pretty much my first serious relationship. And I didn't get that till I'm in my 30s. I didn't really have a girlfriend in high school because I was too shy to get rejected, like, because of being a bigger guy. Like, I don't,
I'll go ahead and tell you this now, Doug. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know a secret? When it comes to me trusting somebody who knows, like, a lot about something that I'm interested in, especially like cooking, I am not going to trust a skinny person to save my life. If a skinny person comes up to me and is like, I can make you the best ham and cheese sandwich you've ever had in your entire life, I'm going to look at them, and if they're under 100 pounds, I'm going to be like, get the heck away from me. No. But if, like, some guy walks up to me and he can't breathe going, you want a ham and cheese sandwich? I got you, bro. I'm going to be like, yes, bring me your ham and cheese sandwich, because they're going to know how to cook. I don't trust any cooks.
That was a funny thing. And even when, like, one of the chefs that culinary school, he even said, and he was kind of a skinnier guy.
Yeah.
And everything like that. Like, you could be you could be the skinny guy and still be a very good cook, everything like that. But like, he even said, it goes, even with him and how trained he is, like, that teacher that was telling us that chef that was teaching us that class and everything like that, when he was talking, He said he's cooked all over. He's cooked in China. He's had places in China where he was working. He's
Yeah.
had he's been over to France and everything like that. And some people did ask me like because they knew I could cook, and like
Yeah.
all my I've been in the industry, cook, restaurant hospitality thing for 20 years now,
Yeah.
and everything like that. I knew it's not a job, be rich
Yeah.
and make a shit ton of money. Like if I get the right, you get the right place. Yes, there is. You can make money. Don't get me wrong. And everything like that. But the reason I went to culinary school because I was so against like school trained cooks. Like I don't think that I don't trust them too much. But the only reason I went to Le Cordon Bleu to cooking school was
Yeah.
I wanted to learn other techniques, other regions of cooking,
Yeah.
other styles other than mine. And like I wanted to learn those and see if there was any like if I liked the Asian like Asian cuisine or a certain one, if I liked that, I just that opens up my horizon. It opens up
Yeah.
knowledge, everything like that.
Just
That's
like a
what I wanted to
mechanic.
do.
Just like a
And
mechanic.
everything like that. Right. I wanted to learn the French technique, which that Le Cordon Bleu taught. Right, like that was the main one of teaching was the French technique. French technically pretty much invented the gourmet cooking. Like
Yeah.
French food, like I mean, food, like yeah, we all branch off from there. What with the making stuff? Like my favorite thing, I cook anything. I don't know how to cook that. I will. That's what magic of YouTube or and all that is. I can look at it. I can find something. I can look it up, read, and find out. First time I ever cook it might not be that good.
Yeah.
My first attempt, but that's where if I know I'm going to cook something like say, like you, Mike, and Pat, come up all at the same time, come up here.
Oh, that'd be
Type deal
awesome.
for like a weekend. We all hang out, which would be awesome. It actually would be all really awesome if you guys all, which you guys will all be invited. But
Yeah.
if you guys are all able to come up for the wedding
Oh, yeah.
and everything like that, Mike said last time I talked to Mike, he said he was for sure, and we got something planned.
I'll just
Me
have
and
to
Mike, I
figure
really kind
out.
of talked with Mike,
I'll have to figure out
which.
if I have any leave built up by then, because this whole hip replacement is taking all of my leave, and I'm having to use a leave bank right now because I still got at least
Right.
2 more weeks. So I'm not
Right.
gonna have I'm gonna have 0 leave until at least a couple months down the road.
Right. Well, the wedding's not till June of next year.
Okay, then yeah, I should have some leave built up. Then heck yeah, I'll take some time off, and then on my way up there, I'm gonna stop at every restaurant that I think that you would like, and I'm gonna send you food porn. I'm gonna be like, you are the bomb diggity. This ain't nothing compared to yours. And
But yeah, and but like even with that, like if like say I wanted to try something like a new dish I've never cooked before and cook for you guys wouldn't get the very first attempt of that. You know what I mean? I would at
No,
least like it
no, to
definitely
me.
be I've had at least tried cooking it a couple times and at least get close to where I think it's perfect to have get your guys' opinion on.
Well,
But
there's certain aspects of certain professions that I personally judge off of. Like if I see if I walk into a mechanic shop and I see some guy who looks like he's in his 20s and his clothes aren't covered in grease and his hands aren't covered in calluses and he's over there doing God knows what to a car, I'm going to question and be like, does this guy really know what he's doing? But if I look over and I see a guy who's about 55-ish, about 40s or 50s, in his once like blue jumpsuit that he's wearing is now like 17 different shades of like gray and red and whatever. And I look at his hands and they're all like busted up, covered in grease and maybe missing fingers. I'm like, that's the kind of mechanic I want. Someone who's been around the block.
Right.
Put my car in that bag. Exactly.
Right. Yep. Like I was saying with my friends, like making fun, making the jokes with TikTok and everything like that. TikTok helped me open up.
Oh yeah.
And everything.
Can you believe that we've been talking for 40 minutes now already?
No, but I just what you said. I looked at the timer and it's on the thing. I was like, oh, what?
Yeah, see, we're bringing the cat out of the bagel, aren't we?
Yeah. And with TikTok helping me open up and everything like that, I met a lot of great people.
Yeah.
You know, obviously you, Pat, Mike, you know, Ray, the Champions. I don't really talk to Champions too much anymore.
I haven't either lately.
But that's just because, well, we all got lives. And
yeah.
Everything like that. And I think even out of all of the groups and everything like that we had people come through, I think, for the most part, I think I was always pretty much the oldest one out of everybody.
Yeah.
And everything like that. And most of us are all in our
30s. Uh-huh.
So I'm not like really too much older than everybody, but I did kind of at first like that gap.
Yeah.
Type deal. Like, okay, yeah, you guys are all younger. You guys got almost even in like the young early 30s.
Yeah.
Still have a different kind of lingo.
Yeah, we do. This is why I'm glad I'm doing a podcast, because I like hearing different sides of people and hearing what people or what makes them tick, what makes them like, you know, make what they think. So hopefully as this podcast continues, it's not just going to be my TikTok buddies. It's going to be my buddies here too. And I'll probably have my neighbor on here. I'll probably have my other buddy on here. So, or some friends around here. So it's not just going to be like a TikTok podcast. It's going to be just a, you know, random America this year podcast, because that's what it's about. Y'all
right.
Need to know each
other. You know what
then,
we should do? You know what we should do?
What's that?
Get with Mike?
Yeah.
We gotta get a logo.
Uh-huh.
For the American Fish, yeah.
Yeah.
Come up with something and have them make us shirts.
Yeah, oh heck yeah. Yeah, I mean like shirts, that'd be awesome. Just get some shirts made or some mat or some like vinyls.
Yeah. And then maybe we'll start like a Facebook page that we let's promote this. Like, if we can even tell them it's not your typical podcast. You never know what you're gonna get with each one.
And see, like, I'm wanting to do my, I'm wanting to come up with like my own intro, and like, because normally I'd just be like, okay, here's what's gonna happen today, blah 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 blah. I'll give it a little 20-30 second intro, and I'll say, here we go, and then we go. But like, I think it'd be cool if I could channel my inner world guy voice and come up with like a good sound or whatever that I can play, and I can be like, welcome to the America Fishia podcast. On today's episode, we explore blank and then talk about something, and then followed by a little bit of blank, and then, you know, talk for a couple minutes about what we're going to do, and then be like, so, ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned for America Fish, yeah, or something like that.
Yeah, that sounds cool. Then maybe that's another thing we get with Mike on. Was maybe have him tinker around also on the on the good old guitar.
Yeah.
Maybe come up with a cool little riff.
Yeah. And then
put it into background music of you saying all that.
Yeah. Yeah, see this is why I like this already, man. We've been talking for 45 minutes and this is awesome. We keep coming up with ideas. Oh man.
Yeah, this is cool. I'm definitely going to be on way more. We'll figure it out as far as coming up with time.
Yeah.
We might even be able to do like a special one where we do a podcast while I work.
Yeah, man.
Something like that. You know, we might have to put a rating parental advisory on because get me in the kitchen. Yeah.
Yeah,
mouth is definitely a little bit looser there.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to keep it as clean as I can though, because I
we don't want we want everybody to be able to hear, whether you're 15 or 80. We want everybody. Yeah. Right? And that's why I was thinking with maybe with the Facebook thing, because I don't know how with here if like when people listen to the post it, if they're able to leave comments with it. They could maybe ask us questions, be like, hey, we can address those and maybe like give us a topic to talk about. Like, you want our opinion on this topic and we can do something like that too.
See, I'm going to rely, I'm going to see how well this spreads word of mouth. Like, after this, you could probably click on the link and share the podcast like your Facebook and be like, you also check this out. This is my buddy's podcast. I was on it, listen to it. And then once.
Well, right when, when we were getting ready to start, right before I got on.
Yeah.
You sent me the invite to join the room. I was just putting a post on.
Oh yeah, well, I saw that. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, I like, tagged you in it. About being excited about doing first ever podcast, everything like that. And I think I put hashtag getting out of comfort zone.
Yeah, I saw that.
All honesty, out of my normal comfort zone.
But how does it feel?
It feels awesome. In all honesty, it's probably also too because I am the only one here in the house and living room. My buddy I stay with is actually up in Wisconsin Dells this week. What was another one of our friends? He had vacation this week and his birthday Saturday, so last minute thing they decided to go up to Wisconsin Dells. Which I looked at him like, you don't do water park, like you don't do swimming and all that kind of stuff. Why would you go to the water park capital of the world? But there is other things to do out there. And he sent me some pictures of basically this is the first day up there. They got up there, they drove last night, and that way they can spend most of the day today and checking out stuff. And just by the pictures he sent, I'm going to plan a trip up to Wisconsin Dells. I've never been.
Yeah.
My mom took my brother's sister when we were younger. I want to say I was around 18, but at that time, things between me and my mom were not the best. Like, we were butt heads real, she's stubborn, I'm stubborn, you got two stubborn people just butting their heads because they both think they're in the right on something. And at that time, she took Jesse and Timmy on that vacation, and obviously I know I wasn't going to be going. Like, no way would she, we're fighting, why was she even on all that, which I don't hold any judgment or resentment. I love my mom. We're better. We're way better now.
Mm-hmm.
Everything like that. We had our little thing back when, 17, 18. Basically, okay. I thought I'm Mr. Big and Bad. I could do it. I'm gonna stand up, stand my ground.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I stood it, but I still eventually learned that hey, I was probably more in the wrong than what I thought I originally was, and I made amends, and that was 20 years ago.
you know, and obviously it's been way better. And I'm not afraid to admit it. I'm a mama boy.
Yeah.
You know, but there ain't nothing I wouldn't do for my mom. And the same thing, there's nothing she wouldn't do for me. You know, like even at an early age, I had to grow up real quick at a very young age.
Uh-huh. My mom passed away when I was a kid, so yeah, I understand.
I apologize. Sorry for that. Like my mom and dad.
It's okay because my mom passed away in a car accident, and because of that, you know, I know what other people are going through when they lose a parent, and I know what other people are going through when they. When they lose someone close to them, I've lost a lot of people close to me. So it's right. Not a bad thing.
I know that, and I can speak for the truth. I can speak truth. I don't know if truth is the right way of saying this.
Yeah.
But what you just said, like you knowing what someone's going through with losing a parent and everything like that. You were right there when my dad died last year and everything like that. You, Pat, Mike, you know, everybody was right there, like, making sure I was good, you know, if I needed anything, and you guys were always checking on me, and I appreciate it, like, I can't put it into words how much I appreciate it.
Me and my dad
had a rocky relationship. My dad wasn't the perfect father. Like,
yeah.
I said, my mom and dad divorced when I was 8. I'm the oldest out of the 3 kids. And me, my brother, sister, and mom moved back into my grandfather's, well, not back in, but moved into my grandfather's house, my mom's dad.
Yeah.
And so he had to step up and kind of be that father role instead of the grandfather role. So I appreciate that one because between my mom's dad and my Uncle Bob, my mom's brother,
yeah.
Those two were the father figure growing up because until I was pretty much 17, 18, my dad really wasn't there. I mean, he was there, but not. My dad wasn't big into sports, and I was. And playing football at youth, like when it was his weekend, if I had a game, I didn't go because one, Dad would say, well, I can't get them. I can get them there, but I can't get them back. Or, you know, I'm not missing a game. That was that simple. I was one of the starting players. I was not missing a game, you know.
Yeah.
And so I missed a lot of my childhood with my dad. But, and then, like, he's let me down, but he's also been there when I needed him. And it was like that. And, like.
And see, like. I can't speak for Big Pat or Mike, but for me personally, I've been around some like really traumatic losses for myself, and it's put me in a place now that I cannot not just sympathize with somebody, I can empathize because I know the feelings they're about to feel. Because it all started when I was a kid. My mom, she was killed in a car accident when I was 13. So when somebody loses a parent, I know exactly what they're about to feel. And I can, I can pull them off to the side and be like, hey, dude, I've been in your shoes. I know what you're about to feel. If you need somebody, you got me. I don't press the issue. I just let them come to me if they need to because I've been there. I know what they're about to feel. And as I see signs of the signs of grief, there's 7 signs of it. And as I see each stage, I'm kind of like, okay, here's what you're about to feel. Here's where you are. You know, if you need something, let me know because I've been there myself. And then right after my mom died, my grandfather took his own life the same year. Wow. And then when I was in high school, a couple of my buddies that I went to high school with, one of them was killed. Actually, 2 of them were killed in car accidents. One of them took his own life, And then one of my best friends in high school, she was killed in a car accident. I took that hard as crap. And then after I moved off from the military, I come back and I meet a guy here where I live in Alabama. Me and him built up a really good friendship. He was more like a best friend to me than like an older guy. But right. He went through some shit, stuff. He went through some stuff and he ended up hanging himself. I took that hard. But you know what? Every negative thing that's ever happened to me turns out to be a positive because I ended up meeting some great people through him. I ended up writing his eulogy because he had such a big heart. And no matter how much negative stuff happens to me, I've always learned how to turn it onto the positive end, because the worst moment in your life can either A, ruin your life, or it can run your life. When I say it can run your life, it can be that stepping stone that you use to pull yourself out of the wallows that you're in and put the best foot forward every day and use that negative incident, whatever it is, to build yourself up and just give you a running start in the future. Or on the opposite end, you can focus on it and focus on it and focus on it, and it will ruin your life because you're thinking, coulda, shoulda, woulda, but I didn't. Or things would have been so much different if this happened. If you focus on negative things happen.
Yeah. And I'm still learning that as far as working better with that whole, like with the negative stuff, everything like that.
Yeah.
And it's hard with me because of how I am.
Yeah.
And everything like that, because I will put everybody else's needs in front of mine.
I'll do that too.
Everything like that. Like if the whole definition of a nice guy, I'm that to a T even more. Like, as far as like, even with, I probably have more, and that was one thing I had to explain to Julie, my fiance, and everything like that. It's like, and I wanted to be out clear because there's, you know, there's some females that they don't like that you have female friends.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that. Like that.
Sorry, I don't just have female friends. That's the thing. I do. Yes, I obviously have female friends, but
yeah,
I have at least three for sure that I will call pretty much my best friend, or pretty much they're not just my best friend; they're family.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
And we've been friends for 20 plus years. Like, we've been friends for, like, 20-plus years and everything like that. So, like, I was always upfront with her, with Julie. I don't believe to hide anything. Like,
yeah,
if they're going to get mad about it, they're going to get mad about it. But at least you were, in my mind, thinking and everything like that, you were upfront with them. You were honest.
Yeah.
You weren't hiding anything. Like, if I talk to any, like, Julie will sit there right with me if I'm flipping through videos on TikTok.
Yeah.
And I'm commenting on someone I follow being a female or anything like that. I'll comment. And I even tell her that I don't know if I am because of just being that shy and everything like that.
Yeah.
I might be coming across to that girl that I'm flirting, but at the same time, I'm trying to boost.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'll even tell Julie, I find her attractive, yes. I don't see a point of hiding that. Like, she knows I'm going to look.
Speaking of female friends, let's see. I'm trying to think just at the top of my head the number of female friends that I have that Christina hated. And this was hilarious because Christina was always trying to accuse me of doing stupid stuff for no reason. But let's see. There was Katie. She's practically my sister. There was Sarah. I've known her longer than I've known Christina. And Christina was jealous of Sarah because I had a big old crush. Still do. Got a big old crush on Sarah. But that's probably not going to happen because there's complications there. There's Melissa, my best friend's wife. because I talked to her about my hip a lot, and she, I don't think she liked the fact that I talked to her at all, even though I talked to my best friend and his wife, because I kind of hooked them up. Let's see, there's Brandy. I don't know. There's a handful of other female friends that she just did not like. Wait, yeah, I know what you mean.
Right. Like, and Julie, we've been together for over a year now.
Yeah.
We met online on Plenty of Fish. And actually, it was a shot in the dark that, like, something told me to message her.
Uh-huh.
Because even when I was on Plenty of Fish, granted, I didn't pay for any of the other services. Like, I used strictly the what was free with that app and everything like that. I'm not saying I've never paid for it. I did try to put the, you know, features, whatever. Didn't really care for it. I canceled that and just stuck with the free. Well, I always never, if they didn't have a profile picture,
mm-hmm.
even if I liked everything they had in their profile, everything about them, their description, everything, like, it, so, like, I can, they got the same interest, everything like that. Yeah. If they didn't have a picture, it wasn't me trying to be shallow or picky or judgmental. It was just something in my head said those were for sure, like, I don't know, like,
yeah.
I don't know why I never really did those. Because, like, they would have to say, you know, message for a photo or something like that over on their photo. If they had photos they just didn't want, like, basically were keeping them private until you asked for them.
Yeah.
I was sitting over at my buddy's house. Well, I was where I'm staying at. I was over. We were all hanging out. I think we all were on our phones.
Yeah.
With a TV on. We were all just zoned out. But I think it was towards the end of the night of drinking where we were all kind of coming down. Like, it was starting to hit that wall where, okay, it's time to go to bed.
Yeah.
Well, I was just scrolling on there and was reading it, and I was like, you know what? Why not? The worst thing happens, they don't answer your message.
Uh-huh.
You know, everything like that. So I shot my shot, and we got talking. We exchanged numbers, kept texting throughout there. And then she asked me to, if I just happened to be working at one of our, because the Rosati's I work for, they own four stores. And they just bought the fourth store in the town that she lives in. They bought it out for somebody else because there were a bunch of planes. They couldn't pay, everything like that. So they bought that.
Yeah.
It was already a Rosati's. They just took over. So I was helping them get that transition in, getting that place to where we were going, training any of the new employees if they didn't keep any of the other employees from there, which they pretty much didn't. They wanted to start slate free, which I don't blame them. Because the town, basically, no one in the town liked that Rosati's however, they said the food was not great. Like, one time you'll get the pizza will be burnt. Next time it's like it's not cooked. So there was an inconsistency on their food. So to me, that's either you didn't train them and show them how to do it, or you showed them and just kind of left it to them.
Gotcha.
You only showed them the one and left them go on their own and fend for themselves. So she asked me to come over to her friend's house because they needed to move it. They were having trouble moving an elliptical out of the house. They were wanting to move, her one friend was wanting it out of the living room and into the garage.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, yeah, I get off at such time. If she's cool with me coming over to do it, I go right ahead. It's supposed to be one of her best friends. Well, it became her new best friend because her actual best friend had passed away.
Yeah.
Things like that, which I was. She helped me get through my dad's, like, because we were talking. That was right around the time my dad died, is right when we we were talking. Made it official a little bit after my dad died. But I helped her through her one friend, everything like that. You know, but we hit it off. Like, that was first time us meeting. Like, we've had a, like, not the, the normal relationship most people have.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn it. She, I knew she had three kids when I met her and started dating her, everything like that. I knew that. I knew that from the get-go. That wasn't a problem with me. I love kids. If I didn't love kids, I wouldn't have coached youth football for 15 years without having a kid of my own. Uh-huh. Like, that was one thing people asked me, why do you coach if you don't have a kid? Because I enjoy coaching and I enjoy teaching these kids the fundamentals of how to play this game, teaching them the right way. That was my thing. Like, that's what I, that's why I always stuck. And I just happened to be with the team I started coaching with at the Junior Bulldogs here in the town I live in.
Yeah.
Was the same team I played for when I played for that league. And it was the same head coach that I had while playing for that team.
Oh, wow.
And everything like that. Like, when he took – like, I was playing – we started off – we were called the White Rebels.
Uh-huh.
My first 2 years of playing at Junior Bulldogs, we were called the White Rebels.
Yeah.
There was only four teams in that league when I started playing.
Yeah.
There was the White Rebels, the Blue Devils, Black Knights, and Green Hornets. Well, they felt that White Rebels may possibly, like, the Junior Bulldogs realized way ahead of time that that team name might be a problem in the years to come.
Yeah.
With Green Rebels and the fact that our team flag was the battle flag, the, you know, Confederate flag.
Yeah.
At that time I played, black people, there wasn't many black people or anything. I don't want to be incorrect here. Don't take any, like, I'm not being racist.
Yeah.
Meaning any derogatory terms, I just want to get that out here now for any of the listeners.
Yeah.
Things like that. When I played in the early 90s, everything like that, yes, the league was white, but that was mostly what Crown Point was.
Yeah.
There wasn't many African-Americans or anything like that lived in that town.
Yeah.
And everything like that. Now, fast forward after, because you were able to play in that league up until you're in eighth grade.
Uh-huh.
And everything like that. So that's right around 14, 15 years old. I didn't start coaching until I was 20.
Oh, wow.
One of my buddies just happened to be coaching on the team. I told him my interest that I would mind coaching. If there's a spot, he told Dave, who was that coach, who was my coach when I played, that I was interested. He said, bring him out. I'll take him right now. And that we started with that. Like, that was, we were the Red Raiders.
Yeah.
Everything like that. It was fun. And some of the best time, like, most fun I had too was coaching, but also at the same time, most headaches and everything was coaching.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you want a certain way, you know, these kids mess it up, but, you know, you want to yell, but you also got to watch. Or I didn't want to be that kind of coach that everybody's seen on, like, that they hear about.
Yeah.
With these sports, that all these dogs yell and everything like that. I know how my coaches were. I had a mean coach, but I think he was a little bit more meaner to me because he knew the family.
Yeah.
Type deal. He knew my grandfather. He knew my dad. He knew my mom. Like, and so, and knowing my mom, she probably told him, hey, be tough on him. Well, yeah, he was. You know what noise sucks?
What?
When they take that whistle and they're swinging it around and they hit your helmet with it.
Ouch.
That ringing inside that helmet with the noise goes. Oh, that sucks. I'd rather have a female screaming at the top of their lung in my ear than hearing that.
Well, hey, Doug, it's been about an hour and 10 minutes almost. I'll go ahead and post this one, and that way we can let people listen, and then we'll make a plan for round two, because this is awesome.
Yeah, we'll figure out how often we want to do.
Yeah.
How often, everything like that, because we're doing this. If you're okay with doing somewhat, especially this time of night.
Yeah.
We can do a lot of them. And we don't have to post each one each time.
Yeah.
Like, we could do a bunch of recording type deal, and, like, we could either, post them right then and there, or we could save them for
like the rainy day type thing.
Yeah. But I'll go ahead and end this one for right now because I'm going to start getting ready for bed. Myself is getting kind of late. But
I think about hopping on the Xbox myself.
Well, all right. Hey, thanks for being on the podcast. And
thanks for having me. It was fun. I'll do many more of these.
Yeah, and if you've made it through the whole podcast, thanks for listening. Tell your friends, and we'll have some more for you. But
thank you guys for all listening. If you guys would like to add me on TikTok, if you're on there, it's BigCountry_2583. It's kind of like an art picture, but I'm wearing a chef hat and everything like that. It's kind of a sketch picture. Message me on there that you heard me on here, and I'll add you back. I follow everybody for the most part that follows me. So, like your love. I'll share your videos, I comment. But
you have a good night, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, hit me up tomorrow, man.
I will. All right.
All right, man.
Have a good one.
Have a great night. Here it comes. Fish you.
Bye.
Thank you all for listening. I hope you all made it to the end. And be sure to tell your friends about the podcast if you enjoyed what you hear. And there's going to be many more like this. Just my friends getting to know y'all and y'all getting to know them. I can't wait to add two or three of them in here at the same time. So, again, thanks for listening. And until I see y'all again, America, fish yeah.